Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, this is Alan Rolnick. I'm the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where I feature top leaders who help people with major life events like back taxes, divorce, health issues, losing a job, and many other things. I have Jeffrey Schneider, the owner of SFS, Tax and Accounting Services, Tax Resolution Experts, located in Stuart, Florida, here with me today. SFX Tax and Accounting can help you with bookkeeping, IRS tax audits, tax planning and consulting, payroll and sales taxes, tax preparation services, and business consulting. Jeffrey, again, is a tax resolution expert.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Glad that you're able to join me. This episode is being sponsored by Tri-State Tax Resolution LLC. People call me when, and Jeffrey and I basically do a lot of the same things. So people will call us, and when they get the letter from the Internal Revenue Service or the state taxing authority, they have tons of back taxes, and they get letters that are continuing to threaten them by selling off their house and even selling their children. So if you have a problem, Jeffrey handles the southern end of the southeast end of the country, and I handle the northeast end of the country. So we're in two separate markets. So if you got a problem in Florida, give Jeffrey a call. If you got a problem in New York, give me a call, and we'll help you out and get you fixed. Jeffrey is an EA, an enrolled agent, a certified tax resolution specialist, a National Tax Practice Institute fellow, and has the knowledge and expertise to help you reach a favorable outcome with the IRS. Whether you need assistance with reducing the amount of your tax debt, filing a back tax return, or preparing a tax settlement by negotiating offering compromise and filing installment agreements, Jeffrey can help you. As an enrolled agent, Jeffrey is one of America's leading tax experts who has earned the privilege of representing taxpayers before all administrative levels of the Internal Revenue Service. He's a past president of the Florida Society of Enrolled Agents, the Palm Beach chapter, and treasurer of the Coastal chapter of the Florida Society of Enrolled Agents, and a former director of the Board of National Society of Enrolled Agents. He's an author of the Now What Helps series. Now what? I got a tax notice from the IRS. Help. Now what? The IRS is taxing everything, is taking everything you own. Help. In June 9th, 2014, he received the Mentor of the Year Award from the Florida Society of Enrolled Agents. In 2018, Jeffrey was appointed to the Internal Revenue Service Advisory Council. Jeffrey was also a top practitioner in 2018 by the American Society of Tax Problem Solvers. So Jeffrey, how did you get into this business?
Well, my dad was an accountant for most of my life, and he did taxes on the side back in the day when H&R Block was a great place to work. There was no corporate ownership. So he did that, and my father's handwriting has much to be desired. And so I was the only one that was able to translate from his written notes to a tax form. I didn't know what the difference was between a capital gain and a W-2 wage. At that time, I was 16 years old. But I learned very quickly because I started putting the numbers on the form, and then me asking something that should take me 5 minutes took me 40 because I kept asking him questions. Dad, what does this mean? What does that mean? And actually, I'm 63 now, so actually I've been doing taxes since I'm 16, so 47 years. I graduated college with a degree in finance, thinking I would go into arbitrage, which is buying and selling businesses, except they never told you that you had to go to Harvard or Wharton Business School, and I never did. So I then got a degree in accounting when I got my master's in tax, and I've been doing tax ever since, in corporate, doing things on the side. Then in 99, I opened up my full-time practice, and I've been doing it now just shy of 21 years.
Very
on a full-time basis.
That's great. I sort of started out, well, my father was in a total different line. He was in construction. but you know, he was the type of guy that didn't want to pay taxes. So I was sort of forced to learn, you know, how to fill out the tax return, you know, do the tax returns when I got older. And so I did. And then my sister came along, and for some reason she got a letter, an audit from the Internal Revenue Service. She was like, I don't know, she was 17, and I wasn't much, you know, and I was like my early 20s. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. So I went down and we settled at that time it was an office audit. So that's how I got into doing this.
It's a lot more interesting than tax prep and bookkeeping, I could say that.
Oh, absolutely, because you're not really helping the client. You know, I mean, my feeling is by doing bookkeeping and filling out tax forms, you're not really helping the client any. You know, you're just putting numbers in a box. And you know, after a long time of doing that, I decided that really wasn't where I wanted to go. And so that's how I wound up in the tax resolution industry. Now, so we know each other about 3-4 years already.
What's this? Your second year in the mastermind group?
No, I think it's my third.
This is my third year. I'm finishing up my third year. We belong to a mastermind group of like-minded individuals who may do accounting and tax, like Alan said, I do. But our main focus is representation work.
Right.
So we're part of this group that you have to actually apply for. It's not just something you want to pay your money to.
Right.
You have to be approved to get in, that you know your stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael's pretty stringent on that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I feel very lucky that I've been in, because I've learned a hell of a lot. I knew absolutely nothing actually when I joined, and I know something more than nothing now. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, what any cases that you can think of
Well, everybody should understand, whether you're watching the show as a tax practitioner or if you're an individual. And I'm going to plug my own. Kevin Houston and I, he's an EA and a U.S. tax court practitioner, is doing a weekly lunch and learn tomorrow. And we're calling it July 15th, the day of reckoning. July 15th is the big due date for everybody. It's not an extended due date like everybody thinks. It's a changed due date. Just consider July 15th was April 15th. So now we have to do tax returns. What's going to go along with that? Well, the IRS is going to come full blown with audit letters and additional liens. Right now they put everything on hold. There's no real liens unless some of the wealthy, if you owe payroll taxes, they're going after some people now. But basically everything was put on hold. So you have to be careful that you look in your mailbox if you owe back taxes, and don't get a little sense of security that you haven't heard anything or they haven't taken your payments yet. Well, July 15th, when everybody comes back to work at the service, you're going to get bombarded. There is going to be tens of thousands of clients out there or taxpayers that owe money that haven't done anything. Now, one other thing we have to worry about is the IRS has been sending out 1 to 2 million letters a week that were dated back in March and April after the pandemic hit, with a little notice. And the due date for the answering of these notices has been 2.5 months ago. But there's a little notice that says, we know that, we're just sending this out. Please, by July 15th, give us the information we need. Well, so you have to start working on that stuff, because I want that information on the July 15th date, which is, like we say, the day of reckoning.
Have you seen any of those letters yet? Has anybody called you?
Oh, yeah. I'm just booked about 4 appointments in the past week and a half.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of it's old stuff. I mean, from liens that were out already.
Right.
You know, our mentor, Michael Rosberg, always has a saying, it takes 7 times to hear it the first time.
Yeah.
So we are sending out letters on old liens, and they ignore it the first time, they ignore it the second time. Well, when you get the third time saying they're going to start levying you by July 15th, that's when people get nervous. They don't want the Social Security. In Florida, you know, we're a retirement community. So these people owe taxes. But I haven't worked in 3 years. I said, well, that's what you owe it from. And they're going to levy. People think they can't take your Social Security payments. Well, they actually can take up to 85% of your Social Security check. And a lot of people need that to live on. And if the 85% is gone, what happens? So you shouldn't put your head in the sand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good idea. I mean, if you get one of the notices, you really have to have it, really have to respond to it. And if you can't respond if you can't respond it by yourself, then you should call someone like Jeffrey or myself to help get you straightened out. And we will do it. We will straighten them out because we know who to talk to. We know who to call. You know, there are rules that the government, that the IRS has to follow, and we know that too, and which, you know, the average taxpayer probably doesn't.
Now, there's one thing, Alan, the people have to understand. You're a CPA. I'm an enrolled agent. As far as the IRS is concerned, that's basically the same designation for dealing with the IRS.
Right.
So if you live in New York or if you live in New Jersey, you can call Alan. You can call me. We can represent clients all over the country for purposes of representation work. The IRS is the IRS. So it doesn't matter. So I have a client out of Texas. He said, well, can you help me because you're not here in Texas? Of course we can. That's what Zoom is for. That's what portals are for. So no matter where you live, Alan and I can help you get you out of trouble. We can file tax returns no matter where you are, no matter what state. I file tax returns in at least 35 states. So it doesn't matter. So we can help you anywhere. We just can't do accounting work and call ourselves a CPA in another state. But the IRS doesn't care what you call yourself.
You know, I generally don't do the traditional accounting stuff anyway. So,
right.
I
took the exam when I lived in Georgia. When I moved to Florida, I decided not to take it again because there was no reciprocity back then. So I don't do CPA work, and I would never do CPA work, which is certified audits and things like that.
Right, right.
So I'm a tax person first, no matter what initials I have after my name.
Right. Absolutely. And that's, that's my career. That's where I lean towards. I didn't want to really do the certified audits. And that to me was just boring. a bunch of rules that companies try to get around.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for joining me today. I have one last question. Let's pretend that you were going to be getting an award at a banquet like the Oscars or the Emmys, and you're being given a Lifetime Achievement Award for everything that you've done till now. Who do you thank? You know, who are the colleagues, friends, mentors, peers, business partners who you would acknowledge in your remarks?
I don't think you have that kind of time. In all the years, the first people I would thank are those instructors that taught me at the National Tax Practice Institute. That is the preeminent tax resolution training. There is a Mark Dombrowski, Cheryl Trovato, Don Rosenberg, Nadine Smith, and on and on and on and on. Then there's the American Society of Tax Problem Solvers, Larry Lawler, L.G. Brooks, just to name Steve Klistner, to name three. For my mastermind group, which handles how to grow the practice, Mike Rosbrook, Kevin Houston, dear friend, Ken Molinax, Patrick Sheehan, Alan yourself, John Lee out of San Francisco, Jeff Johnston out of San Francisco. So, I could sit here and name people that have helped me over the years just brainstorming. Whether I learned something new, when you're a sole practitioner, you start talking to yourself, and then when you start answering yourself, you got problems. So, and the funny thing is I belong to about 25 Facebook groups. 23 of them are probably tax groups. I have no friends except tax people. I'm a tax nerd. We talk sports occasionally and we insult each other over politics, but that's fun. But 99% of what goes on are in the tax groups. And this mastermind group we belong to, this is a real technical high-end questions. And if it wasn't for my friends in the mastermind group.
Right. They're
it's great.
They're absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's a real bunch of good people who know actually know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if you got a problem, just call one of them up and including yourself, and you know, you'll get an answer. You may not like the answer, but you'll get an answer.
Right. You may not like it, but sometimes that's good because then you go back and forth. I mean,
right.
We refer business to each other. Like, for example, I had a client that it was a payroll tax issue. I couldn't handle both sides of the equation. It was a major conflict. So I referred it out for somebody who's experienced in what we call trust fund recovery. So he handled one and I handled the other. So we have confidence that we can refer business to each other too.
And one more thing, Jeffrey's also a Yankee fan, like I am. So, you know, his avatar is the Yankee logo. Jeffrey, I want to thank you for taking the time out to do this, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, very good. Thank you, Alan. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.